Colonel, welcome to Kill Meat and Friends.
My pleasure, Brian. Thanks so much for having me.
Well, it's my privilege. I got to get to the answers to this. Number one, I keep reading how technology has moved the NSA forward in a way you guys couldn't even have imagined since 2005. Have they gotten too big, too expansive, or are you pleased with how much it's grown?
Well, there's always that, go to get too big for your own good, or are you doing the right thing equation that you have to deal with when you're in a mission area that is expanding by leaps and bounds. And that mission area is really the cyber mission area, and that means computers, IT, and all the connections associated with it. So basically what NSA has done, Brian, since 2005 and even really since 2001, is expand its mission into the cyber realm in a way that was in response, first of all, to the 9/11 attacks, but also was designed to counter the threats that are out there electronically as well as specifically on the Internet. And so from a basic perspective, I'm very pleased that we've made a lot of progress at NSA, going from an operation that was primarily focused on intercepting radio signals back in the Cold War days to one that can now deal with the threats that are out there on the Internet and can analyze intelligence based on all the different forms of media that are out there.
Do you respect this 29-year-old that blew the secrets and exposed this story in The Guardian and in The Washington Post?
I'm afraid not, because a lot of what he's done, Brian, is really overblown. And there are a lot of things that he has put out there that are way out of context and that have, in essence, sensationalized things that, in essence, are not true. For example, when he talks about that he was able to sit at his workstation and monitor everybody's email traffic, including that of the president, impossible. You cannot do that from there. First of all, you need permission to do that kind of thing. President would be a bad target for NSA to go after for a lot of reasons, let alone that he's the boss. But the fact of the matter is that none of that is possible without explicit permissions, explicit oversight, and lots of different things that have to happen before you get to the point where you can actually go into somebody's communications. So either their
because
email
traffic. This is what I was concerned at, Colonel. I was concerned that I read that 1.4 million people in the 1.2 million people in the NSA have the security clearance, and 36% of that 1.2 million are private contractors. And I'm thinking, even if you guys are doing the best work possible for the best reasons, how could you possibly control the integrity and character of all those people?
Well, that's the huge problem. Well, first of all, Brian, just one quick point. NSA does not have 1.2 million employees, far less than that. Although it's Maryland's largest employer as a single employer, it is not anywhere near that. It's less than 100,000, between 50,000 and 100,000. They have locations in several other areas, and Hawaii being one of them, nowhere near that many people. Now, that figure of 1.2 million people with security clearances includes folks that work in several other agencies, includes folks that are part of the DOD system, and may include others that are outside of the DOD system as well. So that's the broad issue, but to get to your point about how bad the problem is to vet people in these areas, it's extremely difficult to do that, and that's the big challenge. You try to ramp up your workforce to get to the best qualified people, but you also need to make sure that they're clearable, in essence. In other words, that they have conduct that in their past that does not draw any suspicion to them or anything like that. So there's a huge, huge issue there, and General Alexander, the director of NSA, addressed that yesterday when he was talking to Congress.